This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
No one is immune.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Those lousy subprime investments are taking their toll on even the most conservative and well-respected banks. Today, the Swiss bank UBS reported huge losses and announced a wave of job cuts. UBS will probably see its first quarterly loss in 9 years, and this is the first quarterly loss by any top-tier bank because of subprime investments. Joining us now is our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, how serious is the damage for UBS?
Well, they're writing down their mortgage-backed securities by around $3.4 billion. And just to give an indication of how serious this is, 1,500 jobs are going to go, including the CEO of the investment side of the business.
Wow, the CEO is going?
Yeah, the CEO and the chief financial officer.
As you said, this is the first one. Are we expecting more of these big European banks to report similar losses and job cuts?
Well, whether there's going to be anything as bad as this, it's impossible to say. But European financial markets are certainly bracing themselves for more bad news. I mean, there were rumors last week that Deutsche Bank is going to produce some pretty grim figures, too.
Yeah, it seems like the European investment banks are being hit worse than the U.S. investment banks. I don't understand that.
Well, this is the way it looks. In fact, indeed, some commentators on this side of the Atlantic have been saying this shows how clever the Americans have been offloading dodgy subprime debt onto European banks and financial institutions. But this certainly does show how interconnected financial systems are now. The old adage used to be, when Wall Street sneezes, Europe catches a cold. Now it seems when U.S. banks catch a cold, some European banks get double pneumonia.
All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Well, the stock markets seem to be shaking off the news from Switzerland. Most of the European markets are up a bit so far this morning. In Japan, the Nikkei gained about 0.5%. Wall Street starts October in pretty good shape. The Dow gained 4% last month. The S&P 500 had its best September since 1998. The NASDAQ also added about 4%. If you're flying to Canada or Mexico anytime soon, remember you'll need to take your passport. Well, if you want to get back into the country, those new passport rules take effect today. Jeremy Hobson has more.
Travelers on flights this morning from Montreal to Boston or Mexico City to Miami will need their passports to get back into the U.S., and many people are prepared. Passport requests are up 30% this year, but some don't want to pay around $100 or wait 8 weeks for a passport, and that could spell trouble for the tourism markets in Mexico, the Caribbean, and Canada. Mexico says 30% of the Americans who come by plane don't have a passport. And as for Canada, here's Will Harding with the Canadian Tourism Commission.
The U.S. is our most important international tourism market. They account for roughly about 77% of the total international visitor volume Canada welcomes every year.
But many Americans visiting Canada don't fly there, and they won't need a passport just yet. Rules for land and sea travel go into effect next year. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
The band Radiohead is known for going against the establishment, and they're doing it again. Radiohead's new album, In Rainbows, comes out in a few days. There's no record label and no retail price. You'll only be able to download it from the band's website, and you get to name your price.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Duke University's Fuqua School of Business, offering working professionals a global perspective through innovative executive MBA programs. More at DukeExecutiveMBA.com. By The Economist magazine, which tells not only what's happening around the world each week, but why. The Economist, at newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Sony showed off its new thin TV today in Japan. It's only 3 millimeters thick, about the same as a coin. The TV also uses a new organic light-emitting diode. Sony claims this is better than liquid crystal or plasma displays because there's no need for a backlight. The high-definition TV and DVD technology just keeps on coming. But for the most part, people haven't made a choice between Sony's Blu-ray and HD DVD. Commentator Bill Hammack says he isn't going to choose either.
Dante in his Inferno reserved a special circle of hell for those who could not decide. Its inhabitants had no hope, living in a terrifying limbo that makes them envy any other fate. I risk then my technological soul because I advocate not choosing in the standoff between high-definition DVD formats. I know it seems a titanic battle akin to the high noon showdown of VHS versus Beta in the 1980s, but not in the 21st century. The entertainment world has become hardware agnostic. The choice between Blu-ray and HD is a false dichotomy. Will I choose either? No. We no longer live in the entertainment monoculture of the 1980s. Instead of a DVD, regardless of its format, I might choose YouTube or my video iPod. Even the incompatibility of the Blu-ray and HD isn't going to be real for long. Last year, NEC came up with a computer chip that will allow a machine to play either format. Only licensing prevents its use. But you can bet that if one format begins to fail, the other will push for dual machines to be licensed. And in a snap, the format wars will be over. Now watch for this notion of hardware agnostic to revolutionize other technologies. Here's an example on the horizon. Google just acquired a company whose technology allows them to display PowerPoint presentations on the Gmail platform. And that completes Google's Office Suite. You can now do word processing, spreadsheets, and PowerPoint-type presentations at any web browser, be it a PC, a Mac, or something else. If it catches on, that means Microsoft's new Vista operating system or its next incarnation will meet with indifference instead of a battleground. As the historian Daniel Boorstein once said, it's fanatics and ideologues who menace decency and progress. No agnostic ever burned anyone at the stake.
Bill Hammack teaches chemical engineering at the University of Illinois Urbana. Share your thoughts with us and with other listeners at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.